in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I stood on the banks of Jordan one day.
One day, just to see the I want you to roll, and he told the lightning, I stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchors. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash. Got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God, who is your God, whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man. And he's downstairs, he go in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, can you sleep? And we in a storm. Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and throw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will
always hear you. Catch the wave on the end of life.
there's work to be done. But you went back to sleep instead. You don't have much time, so give him your life today. And let him save you and cleanse you with his blood. Or in the end you won't get no pay, because
where the flowers forever bloom. I believe I just put on you anyway. Friends, but here am I, yeah. Oh Lord, Jesus, here am I, oh Lord.
do.
I'll do your will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I'll do your will.
Yes, I will, Lord.
I'll do your will.
Oh, yes, I will.
I'll do your will.
If there's anybody else, go make that commitment to him tonight. Why don't you let the world hear you say, I'll do your will. Oh, we got one in the back. Just raise your hand. Do we have anybody else that can commit tonight? Do we have anybody else that can commit tonight? We got one right here. Why don't you let the world see you? Why don't you get out of that seat and just wave that hand at God and tell him, I'll do it, Lord.
I'll do your will.
You tell me to do it, Lord.
I'll do your will.
You tell me to go. If you say, Lord,
I'll do your will.
The hill may be high, but if you tell me to go, I know you're going with me, Lord.
You know, sometimes my burdens get heavy. I know it get heavy. I can't haul it back, but this is what I do. I just
say
to myself.
Oh,
no.
But
I
declare
your Lord.
I can sing an old song. So many times.
Hello. My name is Tommy. I have three words that mean so much to me. Love, peace, and happiness. Lord, have mercy. I find myself, I have to talk about it. Do y'all understand me? I find myself, I just can't help it. Later in the midnight hour, I find myself, I have to pray about it. And then again, I find myself, Lord knows I have to sing about it. Fellas, would you sing about it? Lord have mercy. Oh, that sounds good to me. Much of your time, but I just got to tell you about it. Everywhere I go, I hear people talking about they need love. But I find out in order to have love, you first have to give love. Lord have mercy. And when you have love, you gonna find peace. And when you have love and peace, Lord knows you'll find happiness. I'm sitting here and my mind go back to the time. Back home in my home church. You know, I used to sing a little bit on the choir, and we used to sing about love. Mercy.
All right.
Oh, I used to sing a little bit, and I find myself so many times singing about love. I want to ask you a favor out there. I know you can't see me, and I can't see you, but I want y'all to join in with me, because I know the same thing that I'm talking about means so much to you. So what about let's just sing it together? Will that be okay with you? Lord have mercy. I can't do without it. No, 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 no.
Love. I'm gonna leave you alone, but I got to tell you a little more about it. You know, the other day, me and my organ player, Brother Sam Moses, we were sitting down, and Brother Sam said, Tommy said, love means so much to me. He said, I just want to play about it. I said, okay, Sam, play out your soul. Do y'all like that? Wait one minute. Oh, I didn't stop there. Brother Sam's William told me the same thing. Play Sam. One day that this world will have this love, peace, and happiness. I love you.
Three minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. And once again, want to thank all of you so much. You can join us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on our website at nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live as well, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also call in to make your request at 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. We are an international network where you can lock in anywhere in the world, playing the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music right here, live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
And a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to still see that a man ain't supposed to cry. But I'll put my pride aside. I'm so happy you're still in my life.
Yeah. of the church are open wide, and my mind is so much better since you changed my life. I know millions didn't make it, they tried to wait until tomorrow, but today I want you to know that the answer is yes to whatever the question is.
Makes you feel like you know enough.
Where to go next, and who can I, no one, no one, but you. Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
My fingerprints on the design. You're the artisan. You wrote the trace of my destiny. And on every page reads your love for me. You know me better than I know myself. Your ways are higher than anything else. You have a plan far beyond all my wildest dreams. Just like you paint the fiery sky, you chose the color of my eyes. From the start until the end of time, you're in the details, you're in the details.
Everybody, when we all get together,
we gonna have
come on, clap.
Time.
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with Tight Acoustic in the HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI.
From old school to new school.
Let's go!
You're rocking with the DJ that keeps the hits coming.
Thank you.
today. Oh Lord, we need prayer in the home and in the school. We need prayer in the church house and on the job. Whatever you do, children, well, this is my testimony. Let me tell you that I'm gonna keep on praying. I'm gonna keep on praying. I can tell the world I'm gonna keep on praying every day. Yeah. Oh Lord, I've got my hands in the winding chain, and every day I'm trusting in my Savior's name. Then I can tell the world heaven is my aim if I just keep on praying.
Ooh, but let me tell my babe right here, Joe, he was a sick man and he lost everything that he had. His wife came running to him saying, why don't you curse God and die? He said, woman, you got to be
one day, the sun
lip will you pray and keep your hand in his hand.
By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, I rebuke marriage-breaking spirits, strongholds that will destroy communication, that will destroy right now our compassion, mercy. Right now, I break them now. I command the strongholds that have been sent against marriages to break intimacy, to break closeness. By the power of the blood, I come against them. I come against harsh words and cussing. That's right, strongholds where we become harsh and begin to cuss or speak evil one to another. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you right now, Father God, spirits that break passion and compassion in marriage, I call them down and out now by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command right now in Jesus' name, spirits of anger, rage, unforgiveness, I ask you to break, Father. Lord God, we break spirits right now in Jesus' name on either side of the family line that will bring repetitive divorce and separation. separation, inability to even have a mate or keep a mate. We ask you to break those spirits, Father. Lord God, we break right now in the name of Jesus Christ hidden words that have been said and released in the atmosphere. I'm talking about words like you said, if you want to leave, just leave. I don't care nothing about you. I don't love you no more. Father, I ask you to break through that stronghold in the name of Jesus. All of the hurts and wounds that have operated in marriage to cause people right now to wound each other and to hurt each other. Father, we call upon your Holy Spirit to minister to them. I command the blocked and bound mind, the mind that knows the word of God, the heart, the spirit man that knows the word of God, but the hurtness and the harm and the wounded words have caused us to manifest in the flesh and left open doors to demonic strongholds. In the name of Jesus, I command them to be broken now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord God, I right now rebuke those spirits, and I command them to go. I command destruction of marriage to go in the name of Jesus. I command in Jesus' name, I command not only separation and divorce spirits to be broken, but I command an inability to give and receive love. Strongholds that have broken communication, that have broken passion, that have broken caring for one another. In that house, I rebuke those spirits right now that have caused them to not be able to live together as husband and wife. I call upon their vows. I call upon the vows that they have made. Then shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. I break evil soul ties, whether it be with mother or father or family member or friend, that will cause separation and divorce. And I command those soul ties to be broken by the power of the blood of the Lamb. I rebuke you, marriage-breaking spirits. And I call you out right now. I also take authority right now. The word of the Lord said in our vows, we said for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and in health. Father God, that action camps about. In other words, I will, me and my mate will stick together as partners through thick and thin. Lord God, I ask you to destroy the stronghold that makes everything look like everything we're going through is so much trouble that we need to leave and walk away. Bring healing there. And Father, I pray this prayer not only for the wife, but I pray it for the husbands. In Jesus' name, that another woman would not be in the way, that another man would not separate them, and Lord God, that they would not lose themselves to each other. I command in the name of Jesus Christ the inability to hear each other's voice, meaning the inability to be able to hear when the other is trying to say, I hurt, I need your ear, I need you to forgive me, I need you to listen. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, strongholds that would hinder them from communicating and hearing each other's hurts, hearts and wounds. I ask you, Father, to break those strongholds in the name of Jesus. You marriage-breaking spirits, you love destroying generations, children, grandchildren, and families. You love destroying the, so that there will be a separation, so that there will be a brokenness there, so that you can operate through that family and live out yourself. I ask the Father to break it. I command soul ties, be it with mother, mother-in-law, father, friends. I command those soul ties that would bring separation in the legitimate marriage. In the legitimate marriage, I break evil soul ties with any individual, person, place. Even I command spirits right now of grass being greener on the other side. Meaning, I command strongholds that will cause a person to feel like we're going through problems, we're having bills, we're having trouble. That's right. I even pray pressure from bills and finances that will cause separation. I also ask the Father, strongholds dealing with bills and finances that will cause the couples not to rely on the wisdom and the strength of another. For Lord God, I realize sometimes in marriages we don't hear each other's voice and we don't use each other's strength. So Father, I pray in this man and woman of God's life that they be able to come together again and hear each other's strength and hear each other's voice and hear each other's pain and do something about it and address it. And Father, I command the spirit that says, he don't care, She don't care. Father, break through that in Jesus' name. That stronghold that says, no matter what I'm going through, my mate doesn't care. Lord God, I ask you to address that. Bring their hearts back together in the name of Jesus. At a time, there was a time in every couple's life when they longed to hear the voice, the opinion, the ideas of the other. But somewhere along the line, the enemy caused us to become unreasonable. I come against unreasonable strongholds that would not hear the other's voice, that would not listen to the other's advice until time went by till you no longer would say a word. I command right now in Jesus' name, I'm shut down and I don't plan to open up to her or him again. I ask the Father to break that stronghold in the name of Jesus. I also break abuse spirits. I command verbal abuse demons. I command physical abuse demons. I command mental abuse strongholds to be broken. And Father, be it male or female, if there is emotional, mental, or physical abuse, Father, I ask you, Father God, to help them to address it. Help them, Lord God, to be ministered. The Bible said there is safety in the multitude of counselors. Lord God, we believe in casting out devils. We believe in breaking yokes, but we also believe in wise counsel. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that stubborn, hard-headed spirit that will stop couples from being able to hear counsel from somebody else that's not in the midst of what they're doing, that's not under the control of what's happening. And, Father, help them to hear the heart, the cry, the hurts, the pains, the voice, the circumstance, the situation. Help them to hear each other in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, every spirit that would say they ain't never going to listen to me, I don't want to hear what they got to say, I don't care what they say, Father God, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, minister through that, Father, in Jesus' name, and bring healing. And I command all spirits of hurt and pain, in Jesus' name, go by the power of the blood. Come on. I command deep hurt, deep wounds, go. I command cutting words. That's right, cutting words by my spouse, cutting words by my wife, cutting words by my husband. Go. I even command cutting words and evil decrees spoken by people that are outside of my marriage, be it a relative, an in-law, a friend, an acquaintance. I command their words to fall to the ground. Their marriage will never last. They're not going to get back together. You need to leave her. You need to leave him. Father, break through that in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, in Jesus' name, bring them to the place that they will be able to listen. And God, we know everything is not a demon. We know everything is not a devil, Father. So in Jesus' name, back the spirits out of the way so that the man and the woman can be able to begin to rationally and clearly use wisdom and take advice and listen to sound judgment in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, you cannot do for us what we will not allow your Holy Spirit and sound judgment and sound wisdom to do on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, I break those marriage-breaking spirits, and I command them to go. Repetitive divorce. Repetitive break it up. Coming together and break it up over and over again. Go. Bills and circumstances that causes you to just want to quit and drop everything. Go. I even pray right now in Jesus' name against strongholds that will cause couples right now to put the kids in danger. In danger of not having a mother and father together. In danger of not being around a home that has peace. Instead of fussing and cussing. Instead of hurting each other. Lord God, and bring healing to these homes. In Jesus' name. Father, I release right now over this situation and over the marriages the spirit of humility to humble ourselves and be able to hear each other's voice. I release over these marriages right now in Jesus' name the spirit of God, the spirit of forgiveness and mercy. But Father, you can't. Father, I'm praying also that one can't do it by themselves. Oh no. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that the couple come clear. Lord God said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, Lord God, the things that cause them to disagree and not be able to walk as one, Father, in Jesus' name, bring them to a place where they can reason together, where they can speak over these matters, in Jesus' name. Also, in marriages, we often want our mates to become what we want our wives or husbands to be, become what we want. Lord God, break that selfish spirit as well. Christ, to be able to walk together as one, you have to understand, glory be to God, that many times the husband or the wife have to both to allow that person to be who they are. And I ain't talking about sin, and I'm not talking about breaking the word of God, but an individual is an individual. We didn't marry our wives to become us. We married because they are who they are. Lord, bring healing there. The same thing for the man. We ask you to break those spirits now in the name of Jesus. I command it in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, what man God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Lord God, I ask you right now, the years of wounds, the years of hurts, the years of circumstances that have built this, Father, break through that now in the name of Jesus. Marriage breaking spirits, go. Hardness of heart and marriage, go. Spirits of separation, go. Spirits of hopelessness and despair, go. Inability to communicate, go. I command right now to Jesus, name, I command control by man. Controlling husband, go. Controlling wife, go. I ask you to break through that, Papa God. Spirit to speak to the mind where we become so rigid and so stubborn that you can't even talk to each other, that you won't listen to her voice and she won't listen to yours. Father, break through that in Jesus' name. Lord God.
Hello. This is Elder Carol Hatch, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say.
And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just said thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God, and I'm just excited today. I'm always excited where the word is concerned. Today we're going to be taking our text out of 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to start reading at verse 6. 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 6. And this is what it says. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. So Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we open our mouth today and speak your word, oh God, open the ear, the spiritual ear, that we can hear and receive his word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to talk about today believing the true word of God. We have people that's preaching words that God didn't say. We have people preaching words that is turned around from what God has said. Now, some people said they don't have any sin, and they tell everybody else that they're going to hell, and that's not true. Some of us will go to hell, and that's because they have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We need to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. We need to know that the only way to get to the Father, we have to go through the by the Son. And I had somebody look me in my face and say, "Oh, it ain't but one God." I said, "Well, who told you that?" Well, this preacher we were listening to, it ain't but one God. People say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but it ain't but one God. I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "But the Word said there are three that bear witness, that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." I said, "Just like I'm a woman, I'm just one woman, but I'm a wife. I was a wife, I'm a mother, and a daughter, but I'm still just one woman. God is just one God, but he is also the Word, and the Word is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that lives in us, that lead and guide us into all truth, and the Father that answers the prayer." See, just like I hold three offices, but I'm just one person. God is just one God, but he holds three offices. God the Father answers all prayers. Every prayer that you've ever had answered was answered by God Jehovah or Yahweh. Every time the prayer that we pray get to God, we have to go through Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus because he is the one that died on our behalf. He became sin for us. Jesus is the only way that we can get to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost that dwells inside. You know, Jesus said when he was getting ready to leave here to go back to heaven, he said he was going to leave a comforter. And that's the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost that is our comforter. When we be feeling like we are so far down, we have to feel that we have to reach up just to touch the bottom. That's how low we are. But the Holy Ghost dwells inside of us, letting us know that everything is going to be all right, that God is our Father, and he doesn't want to see his children suffer. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the one that let us know, hallelujah, that he died for our sins. Hallelujah. Not only did he die for our sins, he died for everything. Hallelujah, that we have ever done. He died for everything we're going to ever do, all of the sins that we've ever committed. Hallelujah, he took our place. Hallelujah, but we got to stop going and letting people speak stuff into our ear that God didn't mean for them to speak into our ear. And then the word said in verse 8, it said there are three that bear witness in earth. The spirit, that's the spirit that lives inside of us, God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the water, whereby we were baptized with. We were baptized in water and the blood of the That's the blood that Jesus shed for us. Hallelujah. And these three agree in one. The word, the spirit, and the water. These three agree in one. Hallelujah. Because when you don't agree on anything, you can't get anything done. But you got to listen to the truth. The word says, study to show yourself approved, a workman of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. You can speak words, hallelujah, because they come out of the Bible. That don't mean you speaking the truth of it. You have to study, hallelujah, to show yourself approved and let the Holy Ghost tell you what's right and what's wrong. You can't just because somebody said something, that doesn't mean it's right. You have to study. Hallelujah. And ask God, ask the Lord, Lord, show me what the right thing is. Lord, I want to speak the right thing in your name. Hallelujah. And he will teach you what the truth is. And you cause you get a misunderstanding of what's being said, that doesn't mean that the person wasn't teaching the right thing. It's just that you misunderstood what was being taught. That's why you need to go to Sunday school, hallelujah, so you can ask questions. Go to Bible study so that you can ask questions, and God will reveal to you, hallelujah, what the truth of the word is. Hallelujah, and it says in verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. See, just because somebody said something, that doesn't make it right, but if God said it, it is right. See? And the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his son. Now, God said that he was the Father. God said, if you come to me, you got to come through my son. He said that. God said that. You got to come through my son. And Jesus said, I only say what I hear my father say. I heard somebody say, well, Jesus doesn't have a father. Yes, he does have a father. Jesus is the son of God. How can you be a son if you don't have a father? Even if your father, if your earthly father is not alive, he was still your father. No man can have a son unless they be a father first. And God has always been the Father. He was here before the world began. He made the world. He called the world into being. And Jesus validated it. Hallelujah. And he that believe on the Son of God has the witness of him, of himself. See, Jesus can witness to himself just like I can witness to what God said. I can witness to what Jesus said. I know what the Holy Spirit did. But if Jesus said it, I can witness to him. I can't witness to myself because I can think I'm right. But the word is right. Okay, hallelujah. He that believeth not God has made him a liar. In other words, if the person is saying, well, it ain't the one God and Jesus don't have no father, they lied. But see, God can't lie because the word says God is right by himself. And it says that we make him a liar. Hallelujah. He that believeth not God has made him a liar. In other words, if you're saying, I don't believe what God said, then you're trying to make him a liar. And God can't lie. Because he believeth not the record that God gave his son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his son. Hallelujah. His son name is Jesus. And I want to think it's St. John chapter 1 that says, in the beginning was the word. the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. See, we should keep right on saying that because that's true. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See? And that's saying the same thing that it is over there in 1 John chapter 6. And the same was in the beginning with God. Who was in the beginning with God? Jesus was. The Holy Spirit was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. If you don't have God, you don't have life, not spiritual life. You don't have spiritual life. If Jesus is not in your life, you do not have a spiritual life. Hallelujah. Have you ever sat in church and everybody be praising the Lord and saying hallelujah, giving all glory to God, and you sit and you look at those other people and you can't feel anything. You can't always be rejoicing that the other people are doing. You feel dead. That's because Jesus is not abiding or staying in your life. He has to be there in order for you to feel the joy, hallelujah, that comes from knowing God, from knowing, hallelujah, the life that's in those people that's dancing in the Lord. That's praising in the Lord. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And a lot of times we overlook who he is because a lot of times a lot of people go out and say, well, I'm a preacher now, and you can't see anything that has changed in their life. They're doing the same thing they've always done. They're saying the same thing they've always said. And sometimes they just go, and tell the pastor, I want to preach now. Okay, so you want to preach. Did God tell you to preach? If God didn't tell you to preach, sit down somewhere until he tell you to preach. When God tell you to preach, you will preach whether you want to or not. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for everything that has gone on in my life. I thank him for all the bad. I thank him for all of the good. And the reason I thank him for all the bad is I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't gone through all of the things that I've gone through in my life. I thank him for all of the good because I can look back and see where he brought me from. And there were some that said, look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Just look where he brought me from. And my niece and I, Sister Charlene Bass King, and I was singing, we were singing, hallelujah, about 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, it's just sweet to trust in Jesus. It's sweet to be able to commune with Jesus, how you can sit and talk with Jesus when you don't have, hallelujah, anybody to talk to, when you just don't know what to do. Hallelujah, you know how you can look up and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I glorify you. Oh, God, I thank you for how you have kept me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. And then just know, hallelujah, that when you can't see a way out, when you can't see a way out, that is a way that God has brought us through. Hallelujah. And when you look around and you see, look back and see that trouble was all around you, danger was all around you, but you say, I'm going to trust Jesus to bring me through this. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to take him at his word. It makes you feel like the boys in the fiery furnace say, well, if God don't save me from this time, we know he can. We know he can save us from this time right here that we're going through. We know, hallelujah, by the grace of God. And then we know that if he don't save us, we know that he can. We know that he can. Hallelujah. And even if he say, well, you know what, child, I think I want to take you home and spend eternity with me. He still took care of you. He still took care of you. And that's why we have to trust him in all things. Sometimes we look at something and we can't see a way out. We can't see our way through. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will talk about you behind your back. Sometimes people will hit you. Sometimes people will just do any all manner of evil to you. But you have to look where he brought you from. Hallelujah. And you have to learn how to keep your mouth shut when people are doing all the talking that they're doing. But when they get through talking, understand that God got your back. And not only does he have your back, he have your front, your top, the bottom, he have it all. That's how come we're supposed to put on the whole armor of God, because he got every part of you covered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just look where he brought you from. Hallelujah. And then there was a song when we had a gospel group singing, and our theme song was God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. Hallelujah. And then people can be saying things. And there's a song for almost everything that we have gone through. And if you listen to it and see what those words come from, and then you would understand that when we were going through something, somebody was going through something in order for those words to come forth, and somebody write those words down, and they put them to music. And then when you're feeling so far down, you have to reach up and touch the bottom, you can say those words to that song. Just like the song Sister King write, she said, I didn't always do your will. Hallelujah. I didn't always do your will, but you brought me through, Lord. You brought me through. Hallelujah. Every time she sang that song, her group, Bad Sisters and Company, every time she starts singing that song, it make me want to cry like somebody beat me. Because I look where he brought me from, and I tell the Lord, you brought me through, Lord. You were my light. You were an emblem shining so bright. There were times, Lord, I didn't do your will, but you brought me through, Lord. You stayed with me still. Hallelujah. There are songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then there's songs that say, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And then there's the song that says, when I come into the garden alone, where the dew is still on the roses. Hallelujah. He walked with me. He talked with me. He tell me I am his own. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. I tell you, he's an awesome God. And I thank all of the things that I've gone through. I know that you've gone through some things. Sometimes we're going through some things and we don't understand why we're going through those things, but sometimes we have to go through stuff in order to learn the lesson that God has to teach us. Hallelujah. So we understand that there's one God, but when you get through, you got to have them all. Hallelujah, because they all agree as in one. Hallelujah. You got to have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You got to have them all, because all of them work together in order for you to get where you need to go. Without the Holy Ghost working in you to lead you and guide you into all truth, hallelujah, you can't make it. Without Jesus, you don't have no way to get to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that God, the Father, is the one that's going to answer that prayer. He's going to answer it every time. Hallelujah. He might say yes. So he might say not yet. Hallelujah. Or he might say, honey, that ain't good for you. You don't need that right now. You don't need it. But either way, he answers your prayer. And we have to believe what that says the Lord. If God said it, that's good. That's just like when I got ready to get married, and I told my mother, because at the time I was saved, but I knew enough to know that God would tell my mama and her prayer band, because there was a prayer band going on at my mama's house every Friday night. I told my mama, I said, Mama, I said, I need y'all to pray about this. Because I met my husband on Friday night. And then the next week, he asked me to marry him. And I told my mama's prayer band to pray about it. I knew I couldn't get a prayer through, because I won't say. But after coming to see me this 1 week, he asked me to marry him, and mama's prayer band got hold to it, and they went back. Came back and told me about 2 weeks later, they told me, the Lord said, that's your husband. I married him. And, you know, we was together 30 years. And I think we may have had about 5 arguments in 30 years. And then he died. And I've been a widow 21 years. And I think if I could have found somebody like that husband, I would have gotten married again. But I didn't. Nobody came along like him. I had other people that asked me to marry them, but nobody else came along like the one I had. I didn't want them to be just like him, but, you know, close enough to him that I thought they was going to treat me right. So I said, I'll stay by myself. So that's how that turned out. So, but God answered my prayer. But anyway, let us look unto the Father, looks after us, and believe what the Word of God said, because we can't get along without believing God's Word. We need to believe His Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, just let your people hear your Word. Let them believe that whatever you say is the truth. Don't let the devil come along and steal your word out of their heart. Oh, God, those people that walk around that have the virus, oh, God, have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, those people that need to take that shot, let them take it. Those that don't need to take it, then let them bypass it in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they need. Oh, God, have mercy on them. Those that's in the nursing home with nobody to go by to see them from time to time, oh, God, see somebody, even me, Lord, to see those people that they have somebody to talk to in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, there's some in the hospital, body racked with pain, God. Hallelujah, I don't know what's wrong with them, but, Lord, you know. Oh, God, just lift them up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up my brothers, my nephews, Alfred and Alan Ward, that I hadn't heard from in 6 to 7 years. But, Lord, you brought them back into my life. And, Lord, I just said thank you, God. All of my other nephews and nieces, oh, God, have mercy on them, Lord. I lift up Sister Patricia Jernigan to you, God, in the name of Jesus and her family, her husband, God, and their children. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, I glorify you. Lord, look on my son, Alvin. Hallelujah, they got pneumonia, God, in the name of Jesus. You bring a healing to his lungs right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and all of his children and grandchildren and his granddaughter, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Reverend Thurman Kearney to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anything that's absent from his life that he needs, God, oh, God, grant that request in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Look on my brother Rex Wright, God, and his children, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, look on my other little brother, Theo, God, and his wife and children, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on my all of my grandchildren, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah, for us in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer. Lord, bless the ones that's listening today, God, in the name of Jesus, and give them understanding of who God is in Jesus' name. We glorify you, we praise you, and Lord, we do honor you. Amen. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week right here on the NFI Gospel Network, if thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Catch the wave, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to join Elder Kerry Harris every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on The Wave, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back with more great gospel music, that foot-stomping, toe-tapping, thigh-slapping music that you love. It's the NFI. Catch the wave.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yes, I am. Can I? it down. Break it down. Tonight, I'm at home again. Among my friends. Y'all don't know how good I feel to be at home. Let me ask you a question. How many love the Lord? And don't care who know that you love it. Won't take no for an answer. That's the kind of God that I serve. Turn around to your neighbor and look at him. Say, neighbor, said, I don't know what you come to do tonight, but I come to magnify the Lord. Get up my body. Y'all don't understand tonight. Yeah. I want everybody to stretch your right hand up. How many believe God is able to make a way out of no way? Somebody said I would wave my hand, but my next door neighbor's in the building, and they're going to talk about me tomorrow. I got news for y'all. They're going to talk about you anyway. Give us something good. Give us something good. People all over the world say, go back and get some of them old fellas. I got just about all of them tonight. This is Jeff.
All I want you to do for me, Jesus, is just hold on. Is there anybody here that needs the Lord to just hold you?
Thank you.
If you need to hold you, lift your hand and tell him, hold me with. Hold me with. Not my mountains, they
thank
get a
you.
Little steep sometimes.
Thank you.
This old body of mine.
Thank you.
I'm getting old now.
Thank you.
And sometimes I get a little weak. But ever since the Lord picked me up and turned me around, I promised the Lord.
Thank you.
I promised the Lord that if he would just stand right there.
Something's gonna happen here tonight. Y'all
while I speak. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy. I want you to fold your own arm and hold your own self. And I want you to rock from side to side and tell God that hold me. I can't hear you. I can't hear y'all. Can y'all say hold me?
I need you to hold
me. Say it like
I can't make
it. Hold yourself and rock like this.
Hold me.
The anointed one.
Brother Timothy Wright. Would you come here, Brother Timothy Wright? Stand on your feet. Give him a great big hand. Heaven.
No turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
Live in the sunshine, we will understand it all by and by. Father,
Father alone, we
know
all about it.
Father alone,
Father alone,
we will understand. I'm gonna sing tonight. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. Mama said, baby, don't worry about it. All by, y'all heard it first. When death has come, taking our loved one. It leaves our home so lonely and gray. Then do we wonder why others prosper, Mama, living so weak and year after year.
Father,
will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live on in the sunshine. Woo! We. I'm gonna sing tonight. When we see Jesus coming in glory, coming from his home in the sky, then we shall be here in that bright manger. We will understand that all
all about you,
Father.